The drought this year has swept across the nation, with many places like Delmarva finding farmers struggling just to survive. As the sun beats down, Washington is moving ahead with drought relief in the House Farm Bill that environmentalists say could wind up shortchanging the cleanup of the Chesapeake Bay. Bay watershed states are already struggling with the pollution diet that has been imposed by the Environmental Protection Agency. We caught up with Doug Siglin. He's a Washington lobbyist for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. We took a look at what fears his organization may have about the latest House measure.
Every 5 years, Congress is supposed to do a five-year farm bill, and most of the farm programs expire on September 30th. And the Senate did its work and passed a five-year farm bill back in May, and the House has refused to pick up the work and do a full five-year farm bill. And so they decided last Friday to debate a limited drought relief bill for livestock farmers and use conservation money to pay for that. And so essentially it's the bill that the House passed is a transfer of resources from the Eastern Shore conservation money out to the West and Midwest, where most of the drought is.
So how did that happen, that this transfer took place?
Well, they decided that they needed to do something for the drought because obviously there's a lot of immediacy, and the chairman of the House Ag Committee is from Oklahoma, and Oklahoma is one of the hardest hit places, and the drought is serious. There's no question about that. But as they needed to pass some sort of bill and come up with the money to pass a drought legislation, they made choices about where to get the funds. And rather than do what would have been a politically hard choice to limit direct payments or take it out of other kinds of commodity support, or they dived into the conservation funds. And for us here in this region of the country, the conservation funds are critically important.
So what does this then mean for moving ahead with restoring the bay? And because, as I understand it, we've made some serious progress. What does it mean for those efforts?
Yeah, well, first thing is the House of Representatives passed this, but it's not going anywhere. The Senate made it very clear that it's not going to take this approach where it's doing a very limited drought relief for one sector and paying for it with conservation funds. So even though it passed the House of Representatives, it's not going to become law. The president's not going to sign it. He'll never get a chance to sign it. I think in the bigger picture for the Bay, farmers here are under more pressure than any other place in the country to actually meet performance standards for limiting nutrients and sediment runoff. And of course, here on the Eastern Shore, it's more acute than most places because of the nature of agriculture here and the nature of the soil, which is very sandy and permeable. So the conservation funds are critically important to us. And as Congress deals with this farm bill, we've got to be able to have the maximum amount of conservation funds here, technical assistance and financial cost share assistance, for farmers to be able to do what they're asked to do.
So how do you assess then where we are legislatively in terms of being able to clean up the bay? Because we have obviously the pollution diet, we have the EPA moving in, although I understand there's some strong opposition in Congress to the idea that there should be a pollution diet, at least from some representatives. Do you think that effort could be in danger?
It depends a lot on what happens in November. I think, honestly, if the Senate is led by Republicans in November and the House is led by Republicans and there are Republicans in the White House, I think the effort could be in danger. And I say that as a card-carrying Republican. It's just political reality that one party is more sympathetic to this stuff than the other party. I think the bigger picture, though, that your listeners need to understand is that there's been a lot of vilification of EPA because people don't like being told what to do, and they feel like EPA is telling them what to do. But the thing that's important to remember is that the Chesapeake Bay watershed, the basin, is 64,000 square miles. It incorporates a lot of the state of New York and about half of the state of Pennsylvania and way out into West Virginia. And the people in those places, the pollution that they put in the water, whether it's too much fertilizer or whether it's wastewater, inadequate wastewater treatment, or whether it's urban runoff, whatever the pollution is, that pollution is coming here to Maryland and bugging us. And that's the pollution that's limiting our jobs and our possibilities here on the Eastern Shore and on the Western Shore where I live. This regime that is put in place is the only mechanism that we know that's going to force New York and Pennsylvania and West Virginia to do the kind of pollution control that they need to do.
What's the position of Virginia in all of this? Because I know they have a Republican governor. They have a very conservative and Republican legislature. What kind of position are they taking into this idea?
Virginia's been pretty helpful. Not quite as much as Maryland has been, but pretty helpful. And, of course, Virginia's a fairly large state, and the eastern part of Virginia has a big stake in what happens in the Bay. There's lots of jobs that are associated with a clean bay in Virginia, just as there are in Maryland. When you get out to the west, there's less of a nexus there. And so you've got something of a split politically between the easterners and the westerners. And Governor McDonnell has been pretty helpful to us, and a number of the Republican representatives in the eastern part of the state, because they understand that their people have a big stake in it.
Doug Siegelin is a Washington, D.C. lobbyist for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.